Yesterday we did Reish Chaf and Reish Chaf Aleph. I just want to touch up some things, just a couple of points. So Reish Chaf, we discussed the Hatavas Chalom. So the Gemara in Brachos and in Hey brings down both ideas, both the Hatavas Chalom that we discussed yesterday and the Ribono Shel Olam to say during the Duchenim. So they're both put down on the same page. The Maharsha says that the difference between the two is that the Ribono Shel Olam is when you don't remember the dream, and the Hatavas Chalom is when he does remember the dream, but he is upset. So that's what we said over yesterday. Now, the Ribono Shel Olam is a simin in and of itself in Kuf Lamed, and the Hatavas Chalom is Reish Chaf. Lamaisa, the Chaz, we said yesterday, the Chazon Ish didn't say that nowadays dreams are, a person shouldn't pay so much attention to them, and if one wants to, he kind of said that they're used in the, you know, interchangeably, that one could use do the Ribono Shel Olam, and that would be good enough if one wanted to. And then when that should be done, so usually it's done when they're singing the last syllable, and he said yesterday, if you don't sing the last syllable, so Rav Yoshe says to say after Birkas Kohanim, you shouldn't miss Birkas Kohanim. Piskei Tshuva brings others that say you could say even in the middle of Birkas Kohanim, as long as you don't miss out on the Amin. Okay, we just went over a point from Reish Chaf. Reish Chaf and Kuf Lamed are our sister Siman, because this is the Ribono Shel Olam about the dreams during Duchening, and this is the Hatavas Chalom. Okay, everything we said yesterday, bottom line is that the Chazon Ish basically use them interchangeably. Yeah, that was. Both of these are based on Gemaras and Brachos Nun Hei, the same Amud of Gemara. The Maharsha explains the difference. The Chazon Ish doesn't seem to hold there is a difference. And in general, the Chazon Ish says don't pay any attention to dreams nowadays. Okay, that was Reish Chaf. Reish Chaf Aleph, we also did yesterday. So, one of the Svarim I saw said that nowadays we don't say this Bracha. But he wasn't sure why. And in their shoe, they kind of bring down those who say not to say it because rain is not as significant as it was back in the day. Or Rav Yoshe said that it could be useless to say it, but you have to know exactly when to say it. We don't necessarily know when to say it. This is kind of the bracha of like Eretz Yisrael Dika Bracha. So like if you're saying it, like everyone says it. So one should not on his own say, okay, I'm going to say this bracha. This is something, if it's appropriate to say it. No, it's everywhere where there's a drought. But that's what I'm all right. Usually, most places don't have a drought. I shouldn't say most places. In Poland, they didn't have droughts. So, at the beginning of a season, I mean, they bring that say without Shem HaMachos. At the beginning of the rainy season in Eretz Yisrael. You can always say without Shem HaMachos. That doesn't hurt. And it could be, theoretically, one should say it if the rainy season, which is supposed to start, let's say Zayin Cheshvan, doesn't start till Kislev. Perhaps wait for further announcements when Cheshvan and Kislev come. Okay. Now we're up to Reish Chaf Beis. All this is based on Mishnayos and Gemaras in the last paragraph of Brachos. So the Gemara in Brachos, the Mishnah in Brachos Nun Dalet says it's a huge Mishnah. I mean, they took all the Mishnahs and scrunched them together. All the Mishnahs of the ninth parak of Brachos. So the Mishnah says, "Chayav adam mavarech ala ra'a kishim shemavarech ala tova." A person has to make a bracha on the bad, just like he makes a bracha on the good, and it brings down a pasuk. A pasuk we're familiar with. We say every day, twice a day. B'havtos Hashem elokecha. So what does it mean, b'chol ma'odecha? So the Mishnah brings down, the first pshat is, b'chol mamoncha. A person has to give up all his money before being over a lav. Love Hashem with all your money. Dover acher, ma'odecha is not miloshin money, but b'chol mida u'mida shu moded b'cha have a modelo. Whatever mida Hashem gives to a person, whether that's good or God forbid not, a person has to thank Hashem. The Gemara then brings down the Mishnah and says, what does that mean? Just like you make a bracha on the bad, just like you make a bracha on the good. we had two different brachas. That same Mishnah goes on to say, on good news, he says, Adova Meitin. On bad news, he says, Dayan HaEmes. So what does it mean? Kishen. So the Gemara says, just like he makes the bracha of Adova Meitin, Besimcha, he has to make the bracha of Dayan HaEmes, also Besimcha. And that same Gemara over there, in Brachos, Samach Amabez, brings down a bunch of psukim that compare the good news, and God forbid, the opposite, and talks about involving Hashem in both. Okay, let's take a look at Reish Chav Beis. Reish Chav Beis. It's a pretty simple in terms of intellectually understanding, more difficult in internalizing and living. That's it. Reish Chav Beis Aleph. Al Shmuel Shein Tovos Lo Levado. If he hears good news, which is good news for him alone, Mavarak Shechianu, he says Shechianu. The Im Hein Tovos Lo Vila Acherim. If it's good news for him and for others, Mavarak HaTov HaMeitiv. We touched on this yesterday. We spoke about when it rains, right? So the first bracha, the special bracha to say on the rain. If he doesn't die, if he doesn't have a field, if he has a field with a partner, or if he has a field without a partner. Because basically, Tov HaMeitiv, it's actually, if you go into the sugya, it's a very juicy sugya with different yourselves and different opinions. But bottom line over there is that Tov HaMeitiv is a super shachiyat. I mean, I have a new suit, I get a new hat, it's mine and only mine, and I say shachiyat. But if I get something that others enjoy as well, I get a new car, and that others enjoy as well, so then that will be a Tov HaMeitiv. Okay, this is fascinating. I shouldn't say it over. All right, we'll skip it. Interesting, Mishavura, that we can't relate to in our generation. Okay, hold on. Oh, this is interesting. I wanted to ask a shayla many years ago. I was single. I was in yeshiva. I was probably between 19 and 21. And there was a shir going on in Hilchos Shechianu. Here, I got your mishabur. And the shayla, I asked a question. Does a person say Shechianu when he gets engaged? And everybody like laughed at me. So here, Dershu brings down the concept that perhaps one, when they get engaged, should say Shechianu. Now, let me say, people do not say Shechianu. I don't know why they laughed at me. Here, there's Shitas that say, he does say Shechianu.
Broke down.
In fact, Master Shalom. So, at Zevi's Pidyon HaBen, I spoke out how that is the first time in the whole life cycle that you say Shechianu, in Chutz La'aretz. Pidyon HaBen, for your son. Because Bris Milah in Chutz La'aretz is no Shechianu. Marriage is no Shechianu. Engagement is no Shechian. So the first time, if you're Zohar for opinion, to make opinion of Ben, there's a Shechian. In Eretz Yisrael, by a bris, it is Shechian.
Tov HaMeitiv for engagement. Two people. Shuta.
Hey, by the
birth.
Girl, no?
About a boy.
Boy is a Tov HaMeitiv.
Yeah, we're going to get there. The Aruch HaShulchan says that we don't say Shechianu on an engagement. Why not? He says like this. Mishtadech. No, Dershu, we said. I didn't look at the Aruch HaShulchan inside. Here's a Dershu footnote too. So he said like this, you don't say Shechianu, because during the Erusin, it's not, you're in this like limbo state. It's not complete. Don't say Shechianu. And when he gets married, it kind of was already a done deal by the Erusin. So you can't say, but the Erusin is not done. Yeah, it's already done. Oh, but nowadays you do the two together. Now, he kind of shifts gears from mishtadech, which means shidduch, which means in our contemporary language engagement, all of a sudden switching these halachic terms of erusin and nisuin, which means my name, and we do together underneath the chuppah. So why can't you do shechianu there? So then he says, well, inachinami, because in the olden days it wasn't done, it's not done today either. Anyway, it seems to be a good question. There's a whole discussion over here, and I don't know why they laughed at me. I'm still scarred 25 years later. Okay. They say Shechianu on the talis.
Under the chuppah.
I have in mind the mitzvah of getting married, or I have in mind the simcha of getting married? Okay. Sounds familiar what you're saying.
Under the chuppah, and he did the...
Okay, so for a person to say, we don't make these brachas so much because my name is. Like every time someone hears good news, like what's good news? How good news is good news? Well, they know how bad news is. How bad is bad news?
Either way, we just go on with the coffee. So that's why we don't make the shashim.
He says when a person, God forbid, is diagnosed with a terrible disease, he should say Diana Emes. Now, no one's going to do that because like, it's like saying he's dead. He's dead, you know. He says, why is a little noggin kid? That's what he there should be.
Diana
Emes anyway,
dead. It's bad news.
Right, bad news. So in theory, there's no there's almost no worse news for someone to hear than, oh, Lena, we have some terrible disease. Right? But he said, Lamaisa, we don't make these brachas on. Even when people die, the minhag is only to say Diana Emes with Sheva Malchus over a close relative. Not over a friend. Not over your mother's best friend that was like your aunt growing up. Not even a person's real aunt.
The
Dirshu brings down, in theory, one should say it, but the Maitre don't do it. That's Dirshu footnote 6. Okay, so good news has to be very good, and the bad news is generally only a close relative who passes away.
How much time do you have?
That's a good question. As long as someone's still besimcha over his thing, yeah. And it's all relative. We're in Reish Chavez. What? I didn't skip anything. Yesterday we did Reish Chav and Reish Chavav. Now we're in Reish Chavez. Now, Bir Alocha, Dibar Matzko, Diana Emes points out, when I was hoping to win the lottery and I didn't, I don't say Diana Emes. I was sure I was going to win the lottery. And I got 6 numbers and I missed the 7th, whatever the numbers are. Okay, he saw Diana Emes means he had something and he lost it. Not he didn't get what he was hoping to get. Okay, and it's all relative to the person. But again, the Maisa, people don't make these brachos so much, Bismarck. Okay, again, Reish Chavez Av. Al Shmuel's Shein Tovos Lo Levad Avarach Shechiyanu. Oh, we didn't even get to Diana Emes yet. V'imhein Tovos Lo V'lacher Mevarech HaTov HaMeitiv. So, Tov HaMeitiv is a super Shechiyanu when not only he is benefiting, but others are benefiting with him. Beis. Al Shmuel's Ro'os Mevarech Baruch HaTov HaShem HaKim 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 Dayan HaEmes. That's what the Bir Aloch is going on. That's when he had something that he lost. Not he didn't get the job he was hoping to get. She didn't get into the seminary she wanted to get into. And he got dumped on a date. No, it's something that he had and he lost.
Dumped on a date?
No, he didn't have it. Okay, Siv Gimel. This we just said over from the Gemara. Chayiv Adon Levarach Al Ra B'Da'as Shleima U'B'Nefesh Chaveitza Kederach Shemavarach B'Simcha Al Tova. Just like a person makes the bracha, the appropriate bracha B'Simcha on the good news, he has to make the bracha on the bad news B'Da'as Shleima U'B'Nefesh Chaveitza. Why? What's the simcha in bad news? Ki Hara La'Ov De Hashem Yisimchasam V'Tovasam. Bad things that happen to real Ovdei Hashem is simcha and good for them because they know it's coming from Hashem. Kevin Shemekabel Me'ava Masha Gozar Olav Hashem, because he's accepting with love Hashem's decree. Okay, this is obviously more easily said than done. Nimtza Shebekabolas Ra Zu Hu Ovdei Hashem. So with accepting the bad as exerted from Hashem, that itself is serving Hashem in a painful way. And the more pain, the more schar, and that shehi simchalo, and that is a source of simcha for such a person who's on such a level. Mishua sifkatan dalin ki beemes kala yisurim, any trouble, bein beguf or bein b'mamon, whether it's physical suffering or financial suffering, hu akol kapara al ha'avonos, it's all an atonement for his sins. Kidei sheitzdarech l'siyasel aslavo, so he shouldn't have to suffer for his sins in the next world. Shesham ha'onishu harbe yoser gadol, because punishment in the next world is exponentially worse than punishments in this world. The east of a medrash, Yitzchak tava yisurin. Yitzchak Avinu wanted suffering in this world to cleanse himself so that he would have a clean slate for the world to come. Hainu shuhikir goda midas adin shel asid. He understood the tremendous midas adin after 120. Uke'ein Zamar, he lived more than 120. Uke'ein Zamar, Gam King David Amelech Olav Shalom. Samar mi pachtucha bisari umimishpatecha yareisi. He's afraid of the Yisurin after 120. He didn't make it to 120. V'tava ba'atzmo Yisurin. He's asking for Yisurin to come upon himself, Kadeshi Nakam Mikal Bachal, so that he can be totally cleansed and he won't have to fear the world to come. V'lo Yistarech Livchod Od, what's coming after he dies. Okay, we're not on that level. We don't ask for Yisurin. We have to be normal. By asking for this suffering, you're asking for a good thing. So Hashem, umimcha ani matcham, starting with you, shenemar, aveiki zakin Yitzchak vatechena einav miros. He became blind. That was part of his suffering. There are other reasons they bring down. There are the malachim were crying when he was on the mizbeach, and the fire, the smoke of his daughters-in-law of Zara, all sorts of different things contributed to Yitzchak's becoming blind. Okay, some are physical reasons, some are spiritual reasons. Okay, that is Siv Gimel, Siv Dalet. Mevarich ala tova, ad tova emetiv. Apishiyari, shemirav alarami menim. He says tova emetiv on good news, even though he's afraid something bad is going to come from it. Kigon. This is from the Gemara. Shemata Mitzia. He found a lost object. V'yorei Shema Yishama LaMelech. In the olden days, there were certain kings that had rules. If you find a lost object and take it home, I don't know. They confiscate all your possessions. So I don't know why anyone would take a lost object. I don't know. There must be more to it. He found the lost object. V'yorei Shema Yishama LaMelech. V'ikach Kol Shalom. He's afraid the king is going to confiscate all his possessions. So right now he found $100 on the floor. He's very happy. But if someone saw him, take it. And there's no, you know, halachically it's okay. There's no simon, whatever. He's allowed to take it. But if someone saw him, reports him to the king, they're going to come take away his house. So right now it's good that he got the $100 bill, even though it could lead to something bad. He still says the bracha tov emeitiv. If we look at the situation right now, not at what it could lead to. Be happy with what you have right now, and the opposite is also true. Something bad happens. He says, "Dain emes." Even if it could end up as something good, his field got flooded. That's not a good thing. But in the end, it will be good. In the end, his field ends up being nicely irrigated. So I guess right now it ruined the stuff, whatever. But in the long run, it is a positive thing. You know, this is like, you know, you got your okay, again, we don't lamaisa say his brachos so easily, but you know, you get the kid this amazing toy, and we all know that if it makes it till tomorrow, it's gonna break. But the kid's really excited. Yeah, he wants to say his bracha, but maybe it's gonna break in 5 minutes. Right. Okay, but it's only if it's a chashiv, something very chashiv. Again, we're not so quick to say these brachos. Okay, that is Reish Chabez. Let's get into Reish Gimel. Okay, brachos nuntas. Again, we have a good. If it's good news, if it's good for him, he says shachianu. If it's good for him and his buddy or others, he says hatov v'ameitiv. It's a super shachianu. And the Gemara says, but it says that if his wife gave birth to a baby boy, he should say hatov v'ameitiv, and that's only good for him. His buddies don't really care so much. It doesn't help his buddies. So my answer is, he has a wife, and she's very happy also to have a boy. And therefore he says Tov HaMeitiv. Now there is a Rashba, a controversial Rashba, that says that if one has a baby boy, he says Shechianu. The Beis Yosef brings down the Rashba at the end of the Siman and doesn't comment. The Daki Moshe brings down the Rashba and asks, this is against the Gemara. The Gemara says Tov HaMeitiv. Why does the Rashba say they only say Shechianu? He gives three answers. One of those answers that Daki Moshe brings down, the Rambam is going to bring down for us over here. Let's see. Yolda Ishto Zachar. His wife had a baby boy. Mevarach Atov Emetiv. V'gam hi tzricha levarachin. They both make it. The new mother and the new father are both going to say Atov Emetiv. It's Tov for me and Emetiv for my spouse on the birth of a baby boy. Then in Mishpat's whole discussion, what if he has 5 boys, he has 10 boys, he really wants a girl, he didn't want a boy, does he still say the bracha? No, no, he is the other way. What if he has 5-10 boys and he wanted a girl and he got a girl? Does he say tell them to on a girl? Because the assumption is that a person likes to have boys and is less excited to have a girl. So Chazal was masakin a bracha on a birth of a boy, and they were not masakin a bracha on the birth of a girl. So look at Mishmash of Katan Beis. We discussed my policy mash that I feel how you look ham as a charm, even though you had a bunch of boys. The tribe she valued a bas. He really wanted a girl. Why does he want a girl? She can't be superior of Arabia. He can't be Makikina if he has 10 boys. He's still not Makikina superior of Arabia. You need a boy and a girl. I feel lucky. No, that bas. Aim a barakosa. There's no bracha on that. Mikomakom, this is a controversial Mishabura. Mikomakom nearly posh it, says the Mishabura. The Bapam Rishon Kishiroa Osa, where the first time he sees his newborn girl, Mavarech Berga Shechianu, he can say Shechianu. The Mikara Mishiroa Schaverla Hashashim, Zabriyas and Rosh Shechianu, we're going to see in Reish Chav, hey? If he hasn't seen his buddy in 30 days, he sees him, he says Shechianu. His newborn baby girl is not worse than his buddy that he hasn't seen in 30 days, and says the Mishabura based on that Svarah, he can say Shechianu. Not everyone agrees with that svar. That's what the Mishabura says.
Why do you make bracha after 30 days? You're excited to see.
We're not there. That Reish Chav, you have to come back next week.
You're
excited to see your daughter. Yeah.
All punched up. They're not so pretty.
Okay. Mishabura Sivkatan Gimel says, even if he had a bunch of boys, he's still happy with another boy. And he makes the bracha. Here's Kachil's question. How long does he have to make the bracha? He says he can, even if he didn't make it right away, he can make it a little bit later. Because it's a tova that continues. It's not like, I don't know, something that he got right now when it's gone. So it's something that continues. So he can make the bracha. Now, how does what? I told you the controversial Rashba. I told you the Akimashi gives an answer. I didn't tell you the answer. One of the three answers, which the Ramaz, you bring down right now, is he said, the Gemara says it says Hatova Meitiv. What's Hatova Meitiv? Two people need to enjoy the object, the baby. Oh, him and his wife. If God forbid, she dies in childbirth. So that's what the Rashba, you know, the Rashba doesn't specify that. So others say the Rashba should say that. It's a really important point. But Zaki Moshe wants to answer the kasha that way. If she, lo aleinu, God forbid, she dies in childbirth, so then the father is now alone. It's a tova for him alone, and there he'll say Shechianu, not a tova meitiv, and that's what the Rashba meant. Hagan note says the Rama, the Mesa Ishto Belidita, if she, God forbid, dies in childbirth. Mivarech Shechianu, the father now is going to say Shechianu. There's no hatava, there's no one else there enjoying the tova with him. Vichain, the other way, if the father dies while the mother's pregnant, because she's alone. Hey, nearly the Yashiva Rashba is him and Reish Mem Hey. The Daki Moshe tells us, the Ramah tells us, that's how I understand the Rashba. Others understand the Rashba differently. Those that write not to make these brachos, it's only these brachos are optional and not mandatory. And from that is many people do not make these brachos at all. Mishabura Sifkatan Dalit, Mesa Ishto, Yeshom the Machaber Palagaza. Some say that Machaber disagrees because Machaber brings on the Rashba just at face value. And missing a very important point if that's what the Rashba meant. Who's feeling that Philo Mesa Ishto believed in Racha Tavimetiv? Even if God forbid she dies in childbirth, the Bracha still Tavimetiv. Because that's where they come in at Tazadina. But Tamosha Tazim come up from Yeshla Tova Shishira Zachar Ba'olam. Because even though she died, she left over a boy in this world. She's not here to physically appreciate it, but she lives over a boy. That's enough to make a bracha. The bracha is not a spiritual bracha that a person has a spiritual benefit. It's a physical benefit. And if she's dead, she doesn't have any physical benefit from her son. She has a spiritual benefit, but that's not enough, says the Moruksia, arguing on the Taz. That if she dies, the bracha should be Shechianu. La halacha, and hopefully not la maisa. Mishmas if katan vav, mavrach Shechianu al leidas haben. He first has to say Dina Emes on the death of his wife. Shem Yirachim. The bracha of Zayin Emes he chova, because the bracha of Zayin Emes is an obligation. Kedila El Reish Chaf Beis Gimel. And this bracha of Shechianu Yeshom Shein El Rishus. So Kedila Kama, I think we're going to see that the Shechianu bracha, some say is only Rishus. So the Chiyuv comes before the Rishus. Mishmaris if katan zayin lahakav a bracha zu peish rebeka shachianu mishi rak rishus sheikav ikav rebeka shachianu nitkana there about mizman lezman kumadim vechadame. The ikav bracha of shachianu is something that is time sensitive. Yantif, once a year comes Shavuos, once a year comes Sukkot and Pesach, right? And huadin with the new fruit, it's a new fruit. It only comes out once a year or twice a year. We'll learn. But something that is time sensitive. These other things, buying a suit, it's not time sensitive. A person can buy a suit whenever he wants. So the Ikar Bracha is on these time sensitive things. So these other Shechianos, sounds like they're the ones that are Rishus. That many are making with all these brachos, but it's not right. Okay, I have to go over this line next time and do the Bir Halacha.